house of the Lord as we sing that once more. Oh, what singing. Everybody, you can have a seat for a second. We'll get the prayer requests and the things out of the way, and then we'll get on the end of the service. So anybody has any special request, you'd like to be remembered. We have a lot of sicknesses around here. We've had a lot of things that, you know, went from one to the other, but it's working its way out, and we keep praying, because like I've tried to tell the church, there ain't no need to wait and get sick to pray to be well. Why not pray to be well before you get sick? It might work. And you don't get sick. Amen. Good to see everybody, though. And we're glad to have you with us. Anybody, brother?
Yeah, Brother Ray said that Brother Lee called and he's real bad sick, him and Sister Becky. And also my brother. Yeah. We just got him out of the hospital.
Anybody else? We're trying to get a buzz out of here somewhere. We don't know where it's at. So after a while, we'll hit the right button and it'll quit. We have a lot of needs and things in our lives, and I know it's everybody does, and all of us together, and we pray to the Lord to bless. But there's one thing we don't have to pray for, and it's in Alabama. It's been everywhere. We don't have to pray for rain. Whoever who's praying for rain, quit. I mean, spread it out through the year. Kind of move it along. I'm not trying to tell the Lord what to do with his rain, but he just kind of move it around, because it's getting worse. It's getting wet. But there's one thing about it. He asked for rain in the time of the latter rain. That is scriptural, Ask for rain in the time of the latter rain. Amen. But it's good to see everybody. And also, let's just stand and we'll open with prayer and get everything to go. And remember, I know we all just hold up our hands for private, personal requests and things that we have need of in our lives. So let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity of being here. We praise your great name, Lord, and we just ask you to guide each one of us that we may all walk in the light of your love and your grace, Lord, and that we may see you as we walk in the light of your grace. Just let your light shine into our hearts. Father, we ask you to bless Brother Forney as he meditates to minister unto us tonight, that you'd give him the word you'd have for us to hear. We come to fellowship, we do that, but we love to fellowship around thy word. So we thank you for your love and your grace. And we ask you to just guide each one, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Remember all the sick among us. You said you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from destruction. And we thank you for those things. Amen. Amen. Let's just go ahead, Brother Joe, and lead us in a song. Let's get the, I'm not too good at this doing, but Brother Colley, if you will, come. And Brother Danny, come here. Let's get these out of the way, and then we can do the service and get everything to going. Go ahead, Brother Colley. As he lives, we can live also. Good to see everybody. Let everybody can come on through. The weather's bad, I know, and rough and everything, but, you know, the Lord will take care of us and all. I was just thinking the other day about, you know, the Holy Ghost in you is a wonderful thing. You know, it takes care of you. And you're sick, takes care of you. He's just wonderful, isn't he? Because he is our God and our Savior. What a happy time we should have in the Lord. Amen. So it's good to see everybody. I know Brother Tony's somewhere, so we'll bring him on in. Brother Martin, come on up and greet the crowd. And if you got anybody to sing, then we'll have a little singing and worshiping. Remember Brother Forney? Pray the Lord would bless him. He's got to get in back in home tonight, so, you know, that's a hard thing in all of this bad weather. But we can pray for comfort and peace in all of that. Can we come on?
How's everybody doing today?
Amen.
I'm going to use somebody else, somebody in here tonight. That'll be Brother Luis. Come, Brother Luis. I want to say something that I want to you, everybody understand. He speaks better English than me, so let's take advantage today. Everybody happy?
Amen. Amen.
Good. Bueno, hoy.
So hoy, today?
Traigo algo en mi corazón.
I bring something on my heart.
Todos venimos a un compañerismo.
Each one of us come here to a fellowship.
Y la palabra de Dios.
And the word of God.
Aún el profeta de Dios.
Even the prophet of God.
Nos enseñó que en un compañerismo.
Taught us that in a fellowship.
Todos tienen que estar de acuerdo.
Each one has to be in one accord.
Y todos estamos de acuerdo.
And are we in one accord?
Porque si no está de acuerdo.
Because if we're not in one accord.
Usted no hubiera venido hoy.
You would not have come today.
Y lo que me gusta.
And what I like about it.
Es de que hay muchos pastores aquí hoy.
Is that there's several pastors here today.
Y entre todos los pastores que están aquí.
And that among the pastors that are here.
Incluyendo al hermano Samuel.
Including Brother Samuel.
Incluyendo a cada uno de los que están aquí.
Including each one that's here today.
Ninguno manda sobre el otro.
None tries to overrule the other.
Eso es compañerismo.
That's fellowship.
Recuerde que Dios mandó un profeta.
Remember that God sent us a prophet.
Para sacarnos del nicolaísmo.
To take us out of the Nicolaitism.
Y en este último tiempo, hermanos.
And in this last day.
La gente ha regresado al nicolaísmo.
The people have returned to Nicolaitism.
Hay pastores que quieren dominar a los otros pastores.
There are pastors that want to dominate other pastors.
Hay pastores que quieren tomar control de los demás.
There are other pastors that want to take control of others.
Y eso lo mira en Malaquías 4:5.
And they see that, they see that in Malachi 4:5.
Pero gracias a Dios.
But thank God.
Que hemos salido de ellos, hermano.
That we have come out of them.
Y no vamos a regresar.
And we can't go back.
Al nicolaísmo.
To Nicolaitism.
Porque usted salió.
Because you came out.
Siga caminando, hermano.
Keep walking, brethren. Yes.
Por eso se hace este servicio.
That's why we do these types of services.
Compañerismo.
Fellowship.
Uno con el otro.
One with another.
Amen. Bajo un solo guía.
Under only one guide.
Yeah. Que ese es.
And that is.
El Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah. ¿Estamos de acuerdo?
Are we in agreement? Yeah.
Por eso es un compañerismo.
That's why it's a fellowship.
Bajo solo un guía, hermano.
Under one guide.
Shalom a cada uno de ustedes.
Shalom to each one of you, my brethren.
Is all of the group here for the church? Just giving a little time to make sure they come up or whatever. They're supposed to sing for us today, so we're supposed to get that out of the way to start with. Reading us kind of pulling. I know some are still coming in. So if you will, the group from the church, if you'll come on up and just sing for the glory of the Lord, and then all in this. Okay.
Said I won't go tell nobody, but I know I know I. Oh, I said I won't go tell nobody, but I what the Lord has done for me. You ought to have been there when He saved my soul. You ought to have been there. Testify, but I know I know I. Oh, I said I wasn't gonna testify, but I what the Lord has done for me. Oh, you ought to have been there when He saved my soul. You ought to have been there when He put my. You have.
Oh, yes, He did.
He put joy down in my soul. He wrote my name on the heavenly roll. You ought to have been there when the Lord saved me. I said you ought to have been there when I got saved. I never had a feeling like that in all my days. He picked me up and turned me around. He put my feet on higher ground. You ought to have been there when the Lord saved me. Oh, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I know I know I. Oh, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I what the Lord has done for me. You ought to have been there when the Lord He wrote my name on the heavenly roll. You must have been there when the Lord saved me. Oh, I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I.
Saved our soul. What a wonderful thing to think about. Amen. Brother Tony, come on and greet the group and bring your singers. At least we got rid of the buzz in some way. I don't know what, I guess that sung it out of the building. So take care of that. Right. Maybe that was a happy buzz, so it buzzed its way on out. Come on, Brother Tony.
How many love Jesus?
Amen.
He's the reason why we are here. And we love him with all heart. And I believe I see everybody. I see Brother Homer. I see everybody. We're happy. Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for the blood of Jesus Christ and everything he's been doing for us. And my family and the church back there, everybody, I send greetings and those that couldn't come. And I'm just happy to be here. We have the musicians who come, and Sister Josephine and Sister Mary and Danny, they will come.
You may feel down and feel like God has somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances you can't get through. Right now it seems there's no way out and you're going under. You see, know just how your heart has been broken in two. But he's the God of the stars, the sun and the seas, and he is your Father.
Service and all I think about Brother Tony. He's got enough music and things. He doesn't have to worry about it. When we started church here, Brother Colley was one of the first ones that led singing, and I think he went to a place to try to learn how to start a song off because we didn't know how to start them or end them. You know, but when you got your whole family, you just have a great time. I appreciate that. I appreciate a family. I give honor to family that will come up that way and do. Amen. Amen. Let's see who we got in the back. Coming on down. Who we got? Where's Brother? Come on, Brother Herman. He says he's 80-something years old. But you know, he can still sing for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Don't do anything any good anymore. Okay. Don't worry about it. Just do what you can.
That's all you need. Amen. I just sitting back there thinking, you know, how things have changed. You know, I lived before electricity. I lived before running water. I courted my wife and never talked to her on the telephone. I mean, I've been here a long time. But I'm glad I lived here when God sent a prophet.
Amen.
You know, I got baptized in Jesus' name when I started. I thank the Lord for that. I didn't really know him that way, but I know the Bible said do that. And then later he revealed himself to me, Brother Homer. And I ain't been scared or worried about Father, Son, and Holy Ghost since. But I tell you, friend, we thought we knowed something when we was baptized in Jesus' name. Till God sent a prophet. And you know, Paul said in his writings, said, let us go on unto perfection. Not laying again the words, you know, repentance. And he said, we do that if it be necessary, but go on into perfection. And Brother Branham said he was obligated to a message. He couldn't preach just anything he wanted to. He couldn't preach just to be sociable. Our priest, it would go over. He was to bring a message to get a bride ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And I tell you, friend, I believe that message will take it to do it. Amen. I used to get same preacher, man, but I don't work there now, Brother Sam. I'll try.
Go ahead.
Amen. I went to Guyana, South America, you know. They had me singing that over there, and I come back, why, some people up at Brother Green's camp meeting told me that up in New York they was singing that now where they'd heard me sing it in Guyana. So that really blessed me, Brother Holmes. It'd do a little good for the Lord anyway. Oh, preach the word, 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 preacher man. Preach the word, 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 preacher man. Heal the sick, heal the lame, do it all in Jesus' name. Preach the word, word, preacher man. Now some folks go to college to learn how to preach. Some folks go to Jesus and they get down on their knees. As for me, I'm serving the Father and the Son. But when you add them all up, they're all three in one. Preach the word, 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 preacher man. Preach the word, 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 preacher man. Sick, heal the lame, do it all in Jesus' name. Preach the word, 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 preacher man. They go down to the river and say they'll be baptized. They take the name of Jesus and lay it on the side. They take the name of Father and the name of Son. But when you add them all up, they're all three in one. Preach the word, 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 preacher man. Preach the word, 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 preacher man. Heal the sick, heal the lame, do it all in Jesus' name. Preach the word, 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 preacher man.
Word, word, word. Come on, Brother Padgett. Come on and greet the... Come on, Brother Padgett. Greet the people and bring your singers. You don't bring no rain.
Amen. Think about Brother Urban there. Amen. I got a plow, tiller, and I had to put it up. Brother Homer, quit tilling the ground. Amen. But you know, the thing that I like about what God did, we didn't have to go hunting it. It come to us. Yeah, I told the church one time, I said, you know, Brother Sam, we didn't have to go seek the Lord to get the seals. God sent them to us. The church age, I said, you know, that's the way God is. If you're a seed, He knows where you're at. And He knows how to get it to you. Praise the Lord. Amen to God. Well, it could be here today. Amen to God. In spite of all the weather we got out there in the fog. My Lord. I'm glad Sister Rita's with me. Her and Brother Ray. Amen. She drove for us over here. So, I think Brother Ray's going to do one on the horn, and Sister Rita wants to do one, a song for us. So God bless all of you today. We love all of you. Appreciate. Amen. That your group, I thought, man, I could stand a little more of that, brother. I'm about ready to go. Amen. So God bless you all. We'd like to have the meeting in May at our church, if it'd be all right with everybody. So God bless all of you. Amen. God bless you, brother. Appreciate it. Hey, buddy.
You know, I wasted about 60 years playing the trumpet because I didn't practice. I just play at church. And there came a time, Brother Tony, that the Lord got a hold of me and said, you're wasting your talent. So I've been practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing, and still I ain't perfect. So, but anyway, I hope this will be a blessing to you. Can I just say this real quickly? The Lord healed me. Brother Tony, I would have been at your church for the fellowship, but I was down. I had gout, and I couldn't even put it on a shoe. And told some people, I said, please pray for me. The Lord healed that thing, and I have not a trace of it. I just appreciate Him for doing that. And one other little thing I want to tell you know, sometimes God gives you a visitation in a way that you're not even, you never had that kind of thing before. And I was getting a message. Brother JT puts up with me to speak on Sunday night sometimes. And you know, I was getting a message together and I couldn't make it work. And I thought, Lord, I know you gave me this. Now why can't I get it to work? So help me. What happened was the Lord directed me, said, look at the scriptures just above where you're looking. And when I did, it fell right into place. And I thought, okay, there's what I was missing. You know, I'm wrong a lot of times, but He ain't never wrong. Amen. So I'm hoping this will be a blessing to you. This song is Holy Ground. I don't exactly agree with some of the words of Brother Homer, because it said, this is the temple. No, we are the temple. The Holy Ghost abides here. So you just pray for me as I try to play this. Britta's got one and she wants to sing. I made the statement. I said, sometimes it takes Stone Mountain, but I think that's not exactly the name of it. Anyway, so pray for her as she sings this.
That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes the troubles cease. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than what. Trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus. I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. But this I will admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, and I'm not ashamed to say. Sometimes it takes a mountain. And sometimes the troubles cease. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. But your love is so much stronger than whatever. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes the troubles cease. Sometimes it takes a day. Get a hold of me, but your love is so much stronger, Lord, than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you in. Your love is trust to prove and
to save the best to last.
I thought about that first song he sang. I was just singing that song a while ago. You ought to have been there. Two people was happy in my day. My mother, daddy, and my wife were so glad that it happened to me. Amen. Amen. You know, and not only was I glad, but they were glad too. Amen. You ought to have been there. Yeah, amen. And so thought about what Brother Dale said about the Holy Ghost. Had it not have been the Holy Ghost, I wouldn't have made it.
Right.
Amen. Not just being a good guy, I couldn't have made it through these trials. Man, it's been, especially this time of year, it's been hard. But, you know, God knows, you know, the Holy Ghost will see you through it. Amen. And so I sure depend on Him. Amen. To get us through this thing, you know. And amen. God has surely been good to us. Amen. And all the trials we go through. And Sister Rita, that was song was, sometimes it takes a mountain to recognize who you are, where you're standing. Amen. And you know, you know, we sick along, you know, just like it, in the message, you know, we've went along and kind of, you get stale. Something has to come by to shock you. Amen. Amen. To reassure you why you're here. What are you doing here? Amen. What's going on? Amen. You know, and sometimes it takes that mountain. Sometimes it's pretty dry in the desert. Most of God's people, amen, His servants had to go to the backside of the desert. And when you're back there, when you're there, you know, it's no fun. Amen, you know, amen. So God sees, amen, sees fit to carry you through it. Amen. Amen. And I appreciate, surely I've been going through a battle. I appreciate your prayers. Amen. I certainly need them here lately. And so I ask you to remember us in prayer. Amen. I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. I'm not depressed. Amen. There's just some things you go through.
Right.
Amen. And you need a little extra hand, a little extra push.
Right.
Amen. And no better voice than get it from God's people. Right. Amen. And so, amen. I know that He'll do it. He's done it before. Amen. And so I think I heard Sister Nikki clapping.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And so Nikki, Sister Nikki is here and Rebecca Calhoun told me, said, make sure you have her sing.
Amen.
Amen. And so, Nikki, we're going to have you sing. So you're going to get into it after all, aren't you, Becky? You're playing. You know, it's something when you can do anything. Amen. Amen. Now, Coyote ain't here, is he? Is Coyote not here?
No.
Okay. Hey, listen, it was so bad coming over here. It was so bad. You know, we're talking about rain. My cows wish they'd have got on the ark. I've never seen so much rain. Hey, listen, traffic jams, I mean, just awful. No, I didn't cuss. I just thought, Lord, just get us through this. Get us through this. And I asked Brother, is there any way to get here besides coming through Atlanta? This, you know. You know what I thought, Tony? I thought about stopping and getting on your bus.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get on your bus, you know, we're going to ride over with you, you know, and I want to see how your nerves works, you know. Amen, because me and the Davies were shot.
And so, amen. So ain't nobody here. He's going to have the one in May. So I guess I'll have the one in March. Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Talk with me, Lord, talk with me. Talk with me, Lord, I need you to talk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I need you, Jesus, please talk with me. Please walk with me, Lord, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord, why don't you walk with me? And while I'm on this tedious journey, I need you, Jesus, please walk with me. And hold my hand, Lord, please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord, I need you to hold my hand. While I'm on this tedious journey, I need you, Jesus, please hold my hand.
And things. You know, you might say to me, well, Brother Dale, you always let Brother Herman sing. He's not a pastor. He's the smartest pastor in the crowd. He's retired. Right? Okay. Smartest one in the crowd. He's retired. Amen. So is everybody happy? Are you ready for the word of the Lord? So we come together to fellowship and have a good time, eat together and all that, but we come to hear the word, don't we? Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. Appreciate Brother Forney coming over to be with us tonight. And remember, he's got to drive back tonight and everything, preaching tomorrow. So just pray that the Lord would bless. Remember all of these that are sick among us. Lisa's sick. We've just had a little bit of everything going among us here.
you know, from colds to flus to pneumonia and everything else. But thank God we're all alive. Amen. All alive and well. Let's stand and just sing, Open the Eyes of My Heart. Don't have to introduce Brother Forney. We just know everybody knows him. And we always say to you, when you come here, you're welcome. First time, you get a welcome. Second time, you're just part of us. So if there's any here tonight that never been here before, just you're welcome. Just come be with us and have a good time in the Lord, okay? So let's just sing, Open the Eyes of My Heart, as Brother Forney comes to minister the word of the Lord unto us. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Is that your desire?
I want to see you. In the eyes of my heart, Lord. In the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you.
That's really why we at church this evening. We want to see God. And you say, how will I see him? You need to turn around and look at somebody with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's where he's going to see his eye. That's where he's going to be right now inside you. So you want to see God, you're going to have to see him in his tabernacles. Hallelujah. So we thank God for his grace. Appreciate Brother Pop letting us come down. You say, Pop, the Bible says gonna give you fathers. Right. I didn't have them, so he just gave me one. Right. And we have Brother Sam, and we call him Pop, and call him Mom back there. She's Mom, so we just thank God for him this evening. Good to see my friends, Brother Homer, and I ain't gonna start trying to name it right. My wife just asked me a couple of days ago, we were just sitting there talking. I said, I ain't seen Brother JT in a long time. Oh, man, so praise God, he even still got a little afro. God bless you, son. It's good to see you, man. And everybody else heard falling out. Him at home and holding on today was amen. Amen. And good to see Brother Tony in the church. Yeah, and it's good to see everyone here. Maybe I'll get through it preaching and my voice been kind of feeling a little bad. So maybe me and my wife at the end of the service, we might do a verse or two. Won't it be a time dedicated to Brother Homer? But I'm going to go and preach, and I'm not going to be here too long. There's going to be a helicopter flight. It ain't not an airplane. You say, what's the difference? You know, I'm not going to preach like a pastor. When I say I'm going to stop, I mean, you know, like I tell you, I say, when the pastor says I'm going to land, run away to get going and a runway to land. 30 minutes later, you're thinking, when he going to land? So I'm going to, when I get through a helicopter, don't need a runway to get going, and it don't need a runway to land. It just land. So we just trust God. Even appreciate my wife being with us. We just celebrate our 37th anniversary. Amen. And everything. Thank God. In 37 years, I told her, and I say, out of 37 years, man, and we've actually been together for 40, but we've been married for 37. And that's an investment for me. She ain't going nowhere. Man, I done paid the house off now. So I tell her, man, I got grace. I appreciate her. And We got 8 grandkids, 1 in college, and we just thank God for His grace. I'm going to go right to the Word, Lord. This evening, just a little thought. I kind of been using this message a different way, but I kind of, it's a fellowship meeting, so I asked God to give me inspiration to bring it toward a fellowship, a thought to help just a unity and everything like that. So that's what we was praying for. So as we get ready to turn, I'm going to read 2 places in the scripture. I'm going to read Hebrews 10 and verse 25 through 26. And also I'm going to read 1 John, the first chapter, verse 5 through 8. But let me begin reading at Hebrews 10. If you may put my glasses on, then I'll probably read from up there. I'm going to melt like I can see. Okay. Praise God. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 25. It reads like this. Not forsaking to assemble ourselves together, as the matter of some is, but exalting one another so much the more as we see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received a knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. I'm going to go to 1 John. 1 John, and I'm going to read verse 5 down through verse 8. And praise God. It says, this is the message which we have heard of him, declared unto you, that God is what? And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, and he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, help me one more time to heal my body, my mind, my spirit, and my soul to you, O Father. Help me, O God, to get myself out of the way. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, speak to your peoples. I give you all my strength for this service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated one moment. I'm going to take my coat off. Brother Carl says you can't work and fight with a coat on. He said, when you're preaching, you're doing both. So I'm going to take that off right now. Thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God this evening. I like what it has started off in the scripture here. As we looked at the thought right here, we find here that I read in the scripture here that if we should sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remain him no more sacrifice for sin. In other words, God gift the knowledge is a prophet for age. Hallelujah. So then we find here the Bible brings us under fellowship, say, if we walk in the light, and he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Hallelujah. That's what I want to be washed. I want to be washed by the word. I want to be cleaned by the word. Hallelujah. So we begin here, and I took a thought from there. No light, no blood. Hallelujah. If you ain't got no light, you ain't got no blood. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says we walk in the light and he is in the light. Then we have fellowship one with another and the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, cleansed us from all sins. So I begin to look at, I took a thought from here, and then I'm going to kind of a different route I normally take it, but we gotta have light in order to be cleansed from our sins. Hallelujah. We gotta have, in the book of Genesis 1, the first thing that God gave his creation was light. Yeah. Let there be light. Hallelujah. Adam, walk in the light. Right. Hallelujah. Adam, you ain't got no sin. Just keep walking in the light. Hallelujah. So that was it. And as long as Adam stayed in the light, he was cut. That was nothing. That was no darkness at all. Hallelujah. And the next day, you know, but anyway, God required Adam to walk in the light. It was just 2 things he required. He required Adam to walk in the light and eat all he wants. Hallelujah. Eat from every tree of the garden but one tree. Hallelujah. Eat from every tree in the garden here. Hallelujah. Adam, just keep eating. And just keep staying in the light and keep eating. Hallelujah. As long as he stayed in the light and kept eating. Hallelujah. There was nothing. He was perfectly clean. That's all he needed to do. God recommended him, told him to say, to stay in the light. As long as Adam walked in the light. Hallelujah. In other words, as long as Adam, his mate, was in the light. Hallelujah. They were perfectly one with each other. Yes. Hallelujah. In other words, she did not get receive a new name until she got out of the light. Hallelujah. Her name was Adam. She was his revelation. Yes. Hallelujah. She was the mystery of Adam revealed. But when she left the light, then when she received the name, the mother of the called Eve, the mother of the mother of all living. Right. Hallelujah. She received what? Anyway, she brought the human race in the power of darkness. Right. But we realize we begin to hear her think about this thing here as I begin to think on the thing. So now, in other words, so now, when Adam did this here, he was to stay with the light. Genesis 1:3. He should have stayed in the light. Genesis 2:16. All he had to do was eat. Hallelujah. That was all that was the word required him to do. And walk in the light and eat the word. How do you walk in the light and eat the word? Hallelujah. That's what the word, this is what this message come for. Hallelujah. It didn't come here for us to look at it. It come here for us to eat it. Hallelujah. You don't get full by looking at the book. You got to eat the book. Hallelujah. You got to eat the revelation. We begin to realize here, but I want you to know, sir. So when Adam fell and he left the light, he broke the fellowship with God. How he broke his fellowship with God. How did he no longer could God, how did God could walk down and talk with Adam? Because here he was in that great realm of light there. And him and God could come together, two light to meet, and they could talk personally, lift the earth. But when Adam fell and moved from the light, in other words, he didn't need nothing. Everything was just perfect. Everything was eternal. Hallelujah. Here he was. Everything was in unity right there. All fellowship with God and man. They could fellowship together. Hallelujah. There was nothing broke. But when Adam fell, no longer do he need light. No longer do he need to eat. What he need to redeem him is blood. Hallelujah. Now, once he fell, he need blood. Hallelujah. The only thing can take away your sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Once he did this, to restore his fellowship back, God had to go and get blood. He needed blood. His way back, God didn't speak now. God was not talking like he was. God was not speaking, lift the ear to him no more. But God was speaking by the revelation of the blood. Hallelujah. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. I don't care how holy you've been. I don't care if you've been raised in the manger. You've got to come through the blood. You've got to be saved by the blood. Hallelujah. Take this here now. We go here. We find here. Here he was. Here he was. Here go here. The God go down. And he slay a lamb. And he clothed Adam with blood. Hallelujah. Adam was clothed with blood. Hallelujah. When God see the blood. Hallelujah. The judgment passed over here. Hallelujah. The revelation became the blood. Hallelujah. Now, in a word, but he had to still eat. Hallelujah. You still got to eat. You can have the blood, but you still got to eat the word. Hallelujah. The word is the blood that bleed for you. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said, in the word, how are we going to stay sinless? How can we be such a sinless person? He's the ever born again person, ever one that confessed their sin in the blood of Jesus Christ and totally sinless. The word bleed for you. The word bleed for you, church. And I begin to look here. So in that way, I ain't got this program. I'm just preaching by inspiration. How do you show the word? So now we realize here, if Adam broke the fellowship and walked out of the light, walked from the way that God had written, order for God to restore the fellowship back, we got to come back to the light. We got to come back to the word to eat it. And we got to have blood. So God started the plan. Had God begin to start the way back. Hallelujah. So we find her. Here go Abraham. When God left there. Here go Abraham there. God came to Abraham. Told Abraham to get up from his kindreds and go to a land he'll show him. Here go Abraham. Abraham began to walk with the light. Hallelujah. In other words, God had brought light to Abraham. Here he was, a man that was in a heathen nation, a man that was under heathen God. But when the light came, hallelujah, it exposed the power of darkness. It broke the power of demonic power and loosed Abraham. And Abraham began to walk with God. Hallelujah. Then we begin to realize here, and we begin to look at the story here, just kind of paraphrase it through some of these things. But here he is, Abraham get old. He have no inheritance. Hallelujah. In other words, his body didn't have a, anywhere he did produce a son. Hallelujah. He did produce a son called Ishmael. Hallelujah. But Abraham did produce a son called Ishmael. But if we look at the scripture, Abraham never had Ishmael. Abraham had Ishmael. Hallelujah. When Abraham received the revelation, God never did require Abraham to identify himself with that son right there. He said, offer your only begotten son, Isaac. What happened to Ishmael? Ishmael was his old book. How your old book? When you come to the word of God, your old book is done away with. God see your new name. Hallelujah. Beginning. Hallelujah, he saw Abraham. He bringing Abraham back in fellowship with him again. Hallelujah, bringing Abraham back in fellowship with the word again. Here go Abraham. Here go Abraham. He's going to receive that son. Hallelujah, here go God appeared to Abraham. Hallelujah, beginning to reveal the revelation to Abraham. Then God came down in a human body. God came down in a human body. The light stepped in skin. Hallelujah, go down to Abraham. And then look, tell Abraham, you will have a son. You and Sarah. The problem was, they were too old to have that son. Hallelujah, they were too old to have that son. Hallelujah, their body, Abraham's body was dead. Sarah's body was dead. How could that dead body have that son? But when light struck that body. Hallelujah, when light said, let there be light. That same voice said, you will have a son. That body had to give way to the power of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Then we realize that Abraham, in that way, in his old age, had this son. Hallelujah. When science said it can't happen. Right. Hallelujah. But when God speak. Yes. Hallelujah. I don't care how long it been laying there. If God speak, you won't have that son. Yeah. You won't have that son. Right. So Abraham produced that son. Hallelujah. Now here go Abraham. Here go Abraham after he had this son. God turned around and said, Abraham, offer this son. That was a great test. Yeah. Brother Homer, you talking about a great test. That's what I'm talking about. God required him to give something up that he done waited all them years to have. And now he done got there to the point. A dying body was restored back. Her womb was restored back. Now God said, offer this son. Right. Yeah. It was the hardest test that Abraham ever had. How did Abraham when his brother died himself? Yeah. Didn't let him have to kill his own son. Yeah. But Abraham woke up early in the morning. Yeah. Before Sarah got out of bed. I said, he better done that because that would have been the biggest fight he ever seen. You're not killing her son. That would have been out of the question. Hallelujah. In other words, you know, ain't no woman letting you do that. You might get this revelation. You better not tell her you got this revelation. There's going to be a fight there. You're going to have to kill two people that day. Here we are, but Abraham get up. Abraham get up and he started to walk with God. Hallelujah. He started to walk in the light. Hallelujah, he was not just walking. He walked in the light. Yes. And that light would lead him to the rut, to where he was going to. So what did Abraham do? He go get a couple of deacons. He said, come on, deacons, let's go here. Me and the lad going to go yonder and worship. And we're going to return. How did he know that? He didn't have no feelings. He didn't have no sensation that they were going to return. But by faith. That same Holy Ghost that told him he gonna have a child, but the same Holy Ghost on the inside of Abraham speaking the word. We'll go yonder and worship and we'll return. Hallelujah. So we know the story, how they begin to go up here on the mountain here. In other words, they get near the mountain, Mount Moriah, Abraham there at the mountain here, and here go Isaac had been raising the message. So Isaac looking at his father, he got everything, but he got something missing. The lamb is missing. So I better say something here. How we gonna offer sacrifice? We didn't even bring a lamb to sacrifice. So I just said, I better remind my father of something. Hey, father, do you realize? I see your fire. I see your altar. I see your fire. I see the altar. I see the wood. But where is the sacrifice? That was the power. Where is the sacrifice? Hallelujah, but we need somebody that had the power of God. Hallelujah, he said, in your mouth. Hallelujah, if you say to this mountain, and be that removing that doubt of your heart, you can have whatever you say. That power is on the inside of you. You've got to really speak the word, bride. It will take the word to change you. What did Abraham say? Abraham looked in that dimension, hallelujah, with under inspiration or revelation. Abraham said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. Do you realize what did he do? He released the Logos, the word that was on the inside of him. God cleared the creator ram. That ram had to be created. Because that ram was not just an ordinary ram. It had to type Christ. That ram had to be the very type of St. John 3:16. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believed in him, hallelujah, that ram had to be the type of Christ. It was just not any ram. He spoke a ram. And that ram was not like any other ram. I said that ram was not like any other ram. It's what made that ram different. That what made that ram different. That ram did not have a father. That ram did not have a mother. It was created power. That ram did not have a father or mother. To bring Christ on the earth. Christ had legal right to come. Hallelujah. The light. So I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to try to bring all this out today. But I want you to notice here. God was going to use that way. To bring us back in fellowship with him. He's going to bring his body. Back in fellowship with him. We all going to come to the unity of the faith. The unity of the light. All darkness is going to have to fade out. So light can come in. So we begin to realize here. I want you to notice this here. Wonder what Abraham. Here go Abraham. What made his body change? What changed his body? Because when light struck the earth. Death was in the earth. Void and darkness was in the earth. But when light hit the earth, the darkness, the power of the death can't hold you down. Amen. Hallelujah. The grave can't hold you down. Amen. Brother Homer, submerged cannot be held down. The light is there. Yeah. It ain't no power to hold this bride down. When the light hit the earth, the earth had to give up its death. Hallelujah. I'm going to get a look here. So I want you to notice here. So I want you to realize. So we realize here. Light, what we need to get. God calling this bride back to light again. Yes, hallelujah, when all darkness is going to fade away. Right. Have Satan now had it. He done blew his darkness over the message. There been darkness done coming, but light come. Amen. Hallelujah, like what Brother Herman said. Hallelujah, the light that he got baptized back there. That was the light for that time. Yes, hallelujah, that was the light for that time. God seen that. Yes. Hallelujah, people, we're not the only one got saved because you read a message book. You got saved because you accepted Jesus Christ. And Christ led you into all the truth. Oh, hallelujah. That's what the message come to do. Hallelujah, the message come to lead you in all truth. When you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's to lead you in all truth. The reason there's so many different cults around the message today because they never got the Holy Ghost. All they got was knowledge.
Amen.
Oh, man, glory. On the hand, go get the mirror. But it's the truth in a way. But here we are. But let me say death. I want to let you notice here. When light strike, death can't hold. There's no way for death to hold its grip. How do you know here? You go here and you look at the tabernacle. Hallelujah, Moses to build a tabernacle. He took bag of skin. Hallelujah, he built that tabernacle under bag of skin. In other words, under earthly bag of skin. And then in that second first court, he had the 7 golden candlesticks. He had the showbread, and all the incense, all these things within that, in that first court. But there was another court back there. Hallelujah, called the Holy of the Holies. Hallelujah, anybody couldn't go back there. The priest could go into the first court. Hallelujah, but that second court, everything gotta be right. Hallelujah, because that light, when you walk behind that veil, your life gotta be clean. Your life ain't have no darkness in it. And so here you go. What made that one different? It goes into that second court, the Holy of the Holy, where the Ark of the Covenant was, where the testimony was, and what a golden pot was, and also what a urn stick. Right. A dead stick laid right there. Yeah. Hallelujah, a dead stick laid back there under that court right there. And a dead stick. It was not playing. It was just laying there. But when that Holy Ghost came down, hallelujah, death can't stand with light here. That dead stick started to give up. That homie stick began to burn. You can't hold this bride down. Devil, we're going to make this rapture. I don't care what you say. This bride will make it. God bless his holy. This bride will make it. Hallelujah. We begin to look here. Watch this here. We're going to need light to get out of here. God got at first Exodus, it took light. I'm going to read Exodus 10, verse 23. Let's just show why we need it. Exodus, the 10th chapter, in verse 23, he's talking about light here. In other words, he got it for me. I want you to know, sir, why are people falling around today? Yeah. Why are people leaving the message? Darkness is in the land. Yeah. Hey, they don't know what it is. They're trying to find a way. They're trying to find some new revelation. It ain't no new revelation. You got to eat the book that's already here now. Yeah. So here they go. It was the darkness of Egypt. And darkness had gripped the land. So dark that they couldn't even see each other. Right. So dark, if you move your hand, you couldn't see a flash. Right. So when it's that dark, everybody got to sit still. Yes, and the Bible says here, Exodus 10, verse 23, and they saw not one another. Neither rose any man from his place. They didn't want to stumble over nothing and get hurt. Hallelujah. They want to know where you're going. Hallelujah. The lights come out and it gets so dark in here. Everybody trying to stand still because everybody, nobody want to be falling over everything. Hallelujah. It was so dark. And they didn't know everybody was paralyzed for 3 days. And there was no man moved from their place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel, we get ready to leave this place. Hallelujah. The world going in total darkness here. They don't know what to do. What are we going to do about our president? What are we going to do about this here? It don't tell you what we're going to do. The bride is going to look up. Our redemption is going now. It ain't nobody going to fix this mess. It's total darkness in this land. The children of Israel had what? Light in their dwelling. It was very important to have the light. It was very important to have light. They're going to need this light for a purpose. Exodus 12, verse 7. Here they go. They're going to need this light. Because they're going to have to do some work. They're going to have to be able to know where to put the token in. You can't put the token in the right place without light. Hallelujah. They got to know where to put it in. It was still dark. They had blood here, blood here, blood here. But they're going to know where to put it in. And they should take the blood and scratch it. Gonna need light to do that. They gotta see how to prepare this day right here. They gotta see where they're going here. Hallelujah. So they're gonna take the blood and smack it on the two side posts and the upper door pole of the post of the house. See, they're gonna have to have light to do this. We gotta have light to know where to put the token in. Don't put it, you gotta put it on your door. You gotta put it on the door yard. And the Bible says, and they should do what? They shall eat it. Shall eat it. Hallelujah. When I go to somewhere, I want to know what I'm eating. I done been in some restaurants. It'd be so dark, you trying to figure out. Wonder what that, I hope that ain't nothing crawling in my food. I mean, you know, when you get in a place, you can't see your food. You get to say, wait a minute. Cut some light on, let me see what I'm eating here. Hallelujah. So here they were. Here they were. You got to know what you eat. A woman don't get up and cook biscuits at night. You get up, your wife get up. She cooking biscuits and ain't got no lights on. You were telling the woman cut the lights on. You better up on castor oil in that biscuit. Order to prepare the word. You got to have light to prepare the word. You got to have light to eat the book. Hallelujah. Let us take this here. Because we're going to be a rapture church. Hallelujah. The bride is going to be part of it. Hallelujah. Give me a few more minutes here. I want you to realize here, we trying to get back to that revelation. Hallelujah. We need this light here. Hallelujah. Because we're going to change our body. Hallelujah. That same spirit that was in Christ. What was Christ? A light. How you know he was a light? How you know he was a light? Because when Paul met him, he was a light. Hallelujah, Paul, here you go, that same spirit. Hallelujah, they're going to raise Christ from the dead. If he dwell in your mortal body, he will quicken your mortal body. Yes. Paul needed this quickening power.
Right.
Paul was a devil.
Right.
He was a man that hated the word of God. He hated the book of Acts.
Right.
All he needed was the light.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, that dead earth right there, that dead stick need a resurrection.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, but the light came. Oh, people, you can't stop when God get ready to call a man. I don't care how far he is. I don't care how bad he looks. But when God get ready to call, it ain't nobody can stop that call. You don't look for God. God look for you. You didn't come to God. God called you to him. You say, oh, I made up my mind. No, you didn't make up your mind. He made it up before the foundation of the world. You just now recognize it. But Paul here, Here he was. He coming. He was killing the church of the living God. Hallelujah. But the light came. Hallelujah. He hated the name of Jesus. But the light came. Hallelujah. That very thing that he was fighting against was the very thing that was going to change his nature. Hallelujah. That very light that he was fighting against was the one that changed his nature. Hallelujah, here he was. He had that old hard nature of the law in him. He didn't give no mercy. He was fighting that church of the living God because he thought they were blaspheming against Moses' law.
That's right.
He thought he was doing right.
That's right.
He did. He was not doing it because he was just doing it. He thought he was standing up for the law.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, today we think, here we are. Hallelujah. In the way, we just, I'm going to stand up. Hallelujah. And I want to proclaim, I'm going to prove to the people that Brother Brandon is a prophet. No, you need to let the people see that Brother Brandon preached Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. This was not about him. It was about the Almighty God. Christ himself came down. Those seals was not Brother Brandon. Don't see him ever himself.
Amen. Amen.
We respect our prophet because he's the one that, remember, you couldn't get in the door without a porter. How do you had to have a porter to get into the wedding supper? How do our porter stood at the door? How do we had to have on the garment? We had to be dressed right order to get into the wedding supper. He preached the revelation to introduce the bride to our mate to reveal word. Hallelujah. But here we are. I don't know. Paul here, he thought he was doing right. And all of a sudden, a light from heaven shined. Hallelujah. Walk in the light.
Yes.
He is in the light. A light from heaven shine. Yes. Hallelujah. Out of that light, it began to call his name.
Yes.
So, what that persecuted by me? He thinking. He knew who Jehovah was. He knew who the Lord was. But he didn't know who Jesus was. Hallelujah. He couldn't get a new birth without coming to the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because he was the lamb that was slain. He was the sacrifice that was killed. They had to die for the sins of the world. He had to identify himself with blood.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, Lord, who are thou? He said, Paul, he said, hard for you to kick against the prayer. He said, who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus. The word Jesus was spoken and demon power let go. Because demon had to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. It's still the same. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, people, I'm going to let you know we got a revelation right here. The devil hates.
Right.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, every knee had to bow. And every tongue got to confess that he is Lord. And he's still Lord.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I want you to notice this there. But we need to eat. We got it. Jesus, I'm just going to close, kind of hit this before we pass you. Here we are. Jesus closed. Jesus had to bring that same type that they had in the book of Exodus. They had to have light, they had to eat, and they had to have blood. So here, when Jesus come on the scene, Hallelujah. What did he claim himself? I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. Anyway, he realized, I am the light of the world. If you in darkness, come to me. Then not only did he require you the light of the world, he said, eat me. Eat my flesh and drink my blood. Hallelujah. He was the sacrifice. Eat me. The word. And he was the one that shed the blood. So he had to bring the same type to bring us back in fellowship with God. We needed all three things to happen. Because we was in bondage. Hallelujah. We need the light of the world to come. Where there's no dead care. Where, in other words, Jesus was such a, he was so much charged with the light, of God. He couldn't even go to a funeral service. Because darkness and light can't come together. That's why he had to let Lazarus die before he show up. Because he would have come the second day. It would have been over. So since the Jews had a tradition, and they believed that the spirit hangs around 3 days, he said, I better wait the fourth day. Because I don't want them to base their revelation on traditions. Had a revelation of the resurrection is not a tradition, it's a real person. So Jesus waited for about, we waited for 4 days. Then he showed up. Now Lazarus has been in the grave. That dead stick was laying in urn, laying behind the tabernacle. There no life in it at all. But when the Shekinah glory come, life come back in it. Amen. So that same Shekinah glory, this time walking in skin. Yeah. Hallelujah! Walking down there, walking down to the tomb. There, here go Martha. There, it says, "Lord, if you would have been here, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus began to talk a little bit, and then. Jesus, she said, if you would have been here, my brother, wouldn't have died. Didn't I? Jesus said, then he turned around, he said, he arise. Oh yeah, like we always do. He arise in the general resurrection. Yeah. Jesus, that was an insult. Right. He was the general resurrection. Right. He was the whole revelation of all of it. He said, no, don't you insult me, woman. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Show me what you lay to me. She said, wait a minute. He been dead for 4 days. All right, he is stinking by this time. So now she's trying to put a circumstance why he can't raise. He don't care if he was stinking, buzz, calling, whatever. He was the resurrection. So the light go down. Now he was a man. He had human feeling. He'd get tore up too and get to weeping. That's the man part. That was the man part right there. Hallelujah. He was a man. He was weeping as he go down there. He get emotionally. He was a man. But when he stepped down at the tomb, he says, roll the tomb away. Roll the stones away. Hallelujah. You had two dimensions in me. You had light and darkness come together. That was a showdown. That was a showdown at the death of Lazarus. Death is darkness. He looked through the power of darkness. The light was shining. Hallelujah. In other words, Satan couldn't hide there. Death can't hold you down. Hallelujah. Jesus here. He took a broke. He said, he cried with a loud voice. Lazarus! When he did, the power of darkness had to release him. And he walked out of the grave. Oh God, when he called. We were dead in trespasses and sin. But I heard my name. Under the open word, I heard my name. Oh God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That revelation of this word. Amen. Oh God, help us all. Yes. We're going to need this light. Yes. Jesus was the light of the world. Yes. And he's still the light of the world. Yes. A lot of people didn't know who he was. They didn't know who he was. They did not understand who Jesus was. Amen. So, Brother Holmes, it's time for some witnesses. Amen. Somebody got to be able to tell the story who I really am. So Jesus go get a couple witnesses. Come on, Peter. Come on, James. Come on, John. They go on the mountain. I'm going to show you who I am. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you who I am. So you get them guys up on the mountain there. Hallelujah. That same power, that same light that he was talking about, he was. Now he's going to show you what was really on the inside of him. Hallelujah. He's going to make his body. He's going to yield his body. And his body going to right there, what he looking at, it's going to transform itself right into into the power of light. And the Bible said here, and he yield. He didn't have to die, by the way. He didn't have to die. He died for your sins. Your sins are what he was dying for. Yeah. He didn't have no sins. He didn't have to die.
Right.
Hallelujah. His blood was eternal.
Right.
Hallelujah. His blood didn't have no... It was Jesus' blood was eternal. He should have bled out before he got to Calvary.
Right.
But they couldn't kill him.
That's right.
Because the power that was on the inside of him
right.
was the life of God.
Yeah.
So he walks up there and he stood there in front of them. As he was standing on Mount Transfiguration, all he had to do was yield himself. And when he yielded himself, his body right then began to change. And it was glorified right in their sight. Hallelujah, right there they stand. And he released the power there. I want you to let you understand something. Everything that had death in it had to change. His garment had to change. Because it comes from some dead animal, it came alive. It was a shining like the rest of him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, people, I want to let you know, when the resurrection power comes, every part going to change. When he did that, he broke the dimension. He broke the power of darkness. Moses walked out. The dead in Christ rose. Hallelujah, the dead of Christ had to come out. Hallelujah, he come out to stand beside Jesus on Mount Transfiguration under that great light. Hallelujah, Elijah never died. The live and remain, they both come out and they stood on the mountain under that glorified God. Here they were, the living and the dead. Sure, you hear people, when he come again in his glorified body and stand on that cloud, the dead of Christ will rise. Oh, you ain't gonna be stopped this deal. Devil, you won't be able to stop the power that's in the bride.
Amen.
The resurrection. The resurrection. Let me just use this one here. He was the blood. And we needed the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You said, brother, I believe the message, but you still got to come to the blood.
Yes, sir.
Reading the message book don't save you.
No,
but meeting the author of the book is what saves you. We got a lot of intellectual knowledge in that read every message book. We have Brother Holman, no, he done been around for you. He done seen these guys quote here and run off with another man's wife.
Yeah.
How do they can quote the thing? They can do it, but they can't live the book.
Yeah.
Because the life is in the blood.
Yeah.
Without blood, you can't live it.
Yeah.
So we need Jesus here. At the end of the day, he had to release his blood. So he goes to Calvary. That's where it all starts at. I don't care where you go, you got to come back to the blood. Hallelujah. The only way you can be released from sin, you got to come through the blood. So Jesus goes to Calvary there. And he goes there, he's standing, he's hanging on the cross. Hallelujah, that body bleeding and beatings and torn to pieces. Hallelujah, that body there, it was going through all kind of agony and pain. It was going through stress. It was going through everything that you done went through right now.
Yep, sir.
It went through everything.
Right.
It was so deformed that God closed the heavens, couldn't look at his own son. He stood there as a man. But on the inside of him was the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He stood there. And as he was standing there, they took two low-down thieves to humiliate him. To humiliate him. Here he was, them two thieves on the cross. Ain't done nothing but a thief is a thief, people. I know. Well, I tell you what, I tell you, I used to go to the place with my cousins and them guys were so good, man. You walk out of the store, you say, did y'all get something? They have a whole lot of stuff. I said, man, I didn't see you get that. They said, but that was a thief. You don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I said, them jokers like magicians. But here we are. But that's the thing.
Yeah.
And they holding Jesus beside two peoples was not worth nothing.
Right.
I'm sure for the blood. That's where we stood.
Right.
Without Christ,
yes,
we was no different from them two thieves.
Amen.
Without the blood shed, we was no different from him. We were always, by nature, we were children of wrath.
Yes.
Walking out the power of our own imaginations.
Yes,
but God, who is rich in mercy,
oh,
yeah, he stood there on the cross between two thieves and blood running down. Blood just dripping down his body. And all of a sudden, Jesus is dying. he's about ready to yield himself. They couldn't take his life. They never took his life. He already declared, no man take my life. I'll raise it, I'll lay it down and I'll raise it up. Ain't nobody ever made that. Nobody never said that before that can make it happen. But Jesus knew it was because he knew who he was. He knew I am the resurrection. Hallelujah. So he, and the way he's standing there, he's bleeding and he's gasping. All he got to do is say, Lord, I commit my spirit in your hand. His spirit would have left his body. That's the only way it could happen. And Jesus knows. And now these two thieves is on the cross. There's a conflict start. Broke a fellowship. That one thief turns around and looked over there. He said, if you be God, come off the cross and save yourself and save us.
Right.
If he would have come off the cross, we all would have went to hell.
Right.
Because only thing they could take away our sin stain was the blood. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jesus had to stay on the cross.
Yeah.
And this other thief says to him, man, you don't fear God? Wait a minute. Why did it matter if he feared him or not? Y'all two getting ready to go to hell. The devil wouldn't even worry about them. Hallelujah. The devil probably told his demons, y'all concentrate on Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't worry about them two. They minds. Hallelujah. They mind. He didn't know that. They thought he probably had, you know, he knew he had them. They were thieves. He knew in a few minutes they'll be coming into hell. Well, yay. I want to let you know something here. But they didn't know what God had in his mind. They didn't know the mind of God. So this thief, as they talking, the thief looks at Jesus. And he says these words. He didn't do nothing. He wasn't going to church. He didn't pay tithes. If he did, he stole it. In other words, he wasn't doing nothing religious for God at all. Neither would you. Before you met God, we were cussing. We might not have stole. We cussed and did everything else. Committed all kind of unclean acts and everything. We needed the blood of Jesus Christ. You said, but I was in church. Hallelujah. You might have been in church, but that don't mean you were saved. We got a lot of demons that go to church. They never get the Holy Ghost. You just go into church. One thing bring your body to church. Another thing to bring your heart to church. This is it. So he's standing there. So this thief, he began to recognize, I need Jesus. Wonder what made that thief recognize he need Jesus. He was a thief. He was going to hell. But he recognized, I need Jesus. I recognize my atonement. I hadn't done nothing to deserve this. And all he said, Father, will you come into your kingdom? Would you remember me? Remember me to bring back something in your mind. How do you bring back something in your mind? Before the devil thought he had him, but he didn't know that Jesus was going to go through his photo album. Hallelujah. He didn't know that Jesus was going to open his photo album before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. I got my sheep and I hear my voice and I will not lose one of them. The devil gonna lose something he thought he had. It was no accident. That young man was an ordained of God to come up in Matthew 27 and the devil couldn't stop that resurrection. So Jesus said this. He turned around. He said, remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom. Jesus turned around and looked through as the blood screamed through his eyes and the blood going through his brow and everything. Jesus looking through his own blood. Hey, when he looked at his own blood, he saw him white as snow. Hey, when he saw him white as snow, he said, this day you will be with me in paradise. This day, that's the Lord. It ain't no grave. It ain't no powder to hold that down. This resurrection is that real, church. And if you don't know him after the power of that resurrection, you need to get to know Jesus. Musicians, come back. I'm going to
Amen.
This resurrection is real, church. This is not just something to play with. Jesus died to bring us back into the light. That's what we're going back to. What did we leave in the Garden of Eden? We left the light. And when he restores back, and it starts back, Revelation 21 down through there, what we do? We go back to the light.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We go back to fellowship where there's no darkness at all. Yeah. Hallelujah. We go back to stand here. Oh, when we've been there 10,000 years, we'll just be started.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. People, the devil. light. He was the blood.
Yeah.
But you remember what we got to do now. We done had the bloodshed.
Yeah.
We had the bloodshed. But it was another phase in this message. John saw in Revelation 10, verse 6, coming down from heaven. Himself. There was not a man. There was God himself. Standing on the sea and land. Had a book in his hand. Coming down to the earth. Hollywood created the heavens and the earth. Put down on the earth. That was a body. Because God said, if I'm going to do something, this is the way I reveal myself. And what did his body reveal? His revelation was to tell the bride. To eat the book.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's time to change your body. Eat the book.
Yes.
Stay in the word of God until your body changes.
Amen.
I say just like a caterpillar. Which we talk about become a butterfly. A caterpillar is when you see an ugly caterpillar, he's just a squooky little worm. You step on this green stuff come out of him. I done didn't play. That's about all he was. But something about that caterpillar that... That caterpillar on him. Down on the inside of that caterpillar is the mystery of a butterfly. Hallelujah. But he might not look like a butterfly, but let him keep eating. Hallelujah. Let him keep eating that. As he begin to keep eating that. As he begin to keep eating that word. As he begin to keep eating. All of a sudden, something on the inside begin to raise up.
Right.
And take control of that caterpillar. Tell that caterpillar, say, go up this tree. And to attach yourself to that limb. And that caterpillar get up on that limb right there. And he starts spinning that cocoon. If I'm wrapped up, I'm tied up, I'm tangled up in Jesus. Hallelujah. Once he gets sealed in, the world gets sealed out. Hallelujah. Once he gets sealed in, the world gets sealed out. Hallelujah. You gotta get sealed in so the world is there on the outside. He gets sealed in on the outside. And all of that color, all of the butterfly chemicals, it reaches up. And it swallows up all the caterpillar. Hallelujah. You know that. You say, brother, you're high. Oh, brother, don't you see the resurrection? That death going to be swallowed up in the light. Hallelujah. All it reaches up and swallows. When that butterfly come out, no caterpillar at all. Hallelujah. Once he come out, he's a butterfly. He's not no earthbound. I can fly away. Oh, people, that's what we've done. God put the word in you. You are changing what you've been doing for the last 30 years or more. 50 years or more. Land in the presence of the sun.
Right.
Getting all the stuff baked out of you. You say, well, God done delayed his coming. No, God ain't delayed his coming. He just waiting on you. Hallelujah. That word. When time comes, we're going to be right.
Amen.
May God bless you this evening. If you don't know Jesus, not just say picking up a message book, say, I believe the message. Do you believe the person that the message talked about? Had this message revealed Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever to you. The message is not a book.
No.
The message is not Brother Brandon. The message is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The same yesterday, today, forever. And that was the problem trying to get the people to see.
Yes.
He tried to get them to see. I'm not him. I'm not him. But I represent that light. You know, the prophet of God represent that light. He didn't go up there and stand against them demons. Come on, he stood there and says, I am helpless. I'm helpless standing here tonight. Oh God, cover me by your blood. Please help me, Lord. Because he said, if you don't come, Lord, they'll kill him right then. He knew it. But all of a sudden, that prophet looked out in that dimension. What do he say? I see that light. Hallelujah. He see that light taking authority over the power of darkness. He said, I see demons over there hollering across the room now. What is that? The light.
Amen.
But we always try to put it on. We're going to sing all is well, but hold that for one thought. We always want to say he was the only one that saw that light. No. Brother Brandon tells a story about in Memphis, Tennessee. About a little old color woman. A little old nobody. But she knew Jesus. She started praying one night. And all of a sudden that light come in the room. So I'm going to send you Elijah. Hallelujah, sister. She said, I'm going to go there and I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to go there and wait on him. She goes down there and wait at the gate. She waited at the gate. And all of a sudden, Brother Brandon said, I don't even know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. He said, get up and start to walk with me. Brother Brent said, but his human mind working. What about my plane? Her faith grounded that plane. She just kept walking. He started walking. Lord, what are you doing? And when he get down to the end of the road, that little colored lady was standing there. She says, good morning, Pastor. He said, oh, hallelujah. How did you know I was a Pastor? I was a praying. I'm that little shoe-eyed woman. And God showed me. Hallelujah. That you'll come here. And she said, my son is in there. He caught in darkness. He think he's on the sea. And he's saying it's dark in the room, Mama. Mama, it's dark in the room. She said, oh God, he got syphilis, a disease that can't be cured. Hallelujah. And the prophet says, I walked in a house. When I walked in a house, it was so charged with the power of God. He said, I've been in King Palace, but I've never been there in a place that was so anointed. And he says, will you pray? He said, she got down and prayed. He said, I knew that she done talked to God before. She said, will you pray? And when that prophet began to pray, when he began to call on the name of Jesus, that boy began to cry, Mama, I see light in the room. Hallelujah. When the word God light come. All this way, I'm going to sing.
For we have heard the message shalom, and all is well.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a place.
There is a place, a perfect rest.
Oh, hallelujah.
Behind the entrance. So
if God would have stopped at that, but all this, you couldn't have made it without him. But God still would you do this.
Oh, we have heard the message shalom, and all is well.
Hallelujah. If anybody don't have the Holy Ghost, if anybody don't have the Holy Ghost, this is your opportunity to receive it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you ain't got it, this is your time to receive
it. Worship him. Oh, all is well. All is well. We have heard the message shalom, and all is well. Place of perfect rest behind the
altar veil. If you didn't believe that, you would be standing right here right now.
Rest,
rest, little bride, rest, little sister, all is well. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, you see this world. Will you believe it right now?
Is well.
Yes, in the name
all
of Jesus.
Will is you well.
Take this handkerchief.
Getting everything ready and everything. Okay. Let's just sing and worship and think about it. Because all is well. We've heard the message tonight and thank God for it. Let's give our brother a good hand. All is well.
him for what he took care of and all the things that he's done. All is well. Amen. So just remember that. We have a note, a prayer request. Come and read it. I don't have my glasses. We have a prayer request. Sister wants us to make a special request.
This is a prayer request we received a while ago. It says, I want the body of Christ to pray for my daughter for healing from cancer, high blood pressure, and a backache. And it's an unspoken prayer request.
Amen. Amen. Did you hear that? So let's just pray now, and then we can sing and worship and everything. And just remember this request. Father, we thank you for the word that we've heard tonight, Lord, and how positive it is. And all we got to do is believe you, and that releases all things and sets it in order. And Father, we just ask you to reach down and touch this one that has asked for a request, our Lord, and we condemn that demon of cancer and believe in God's word. We thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your healing that has went forth to this one that has asked for it. You said if any two would ask anything in your name, it'd be given unto them. So we all ask together. The little body of Christ that says, thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing. And Father, we know that that demon cannot go no further than what you allow. So then we just place it there to Holy Spirit to take care of this situation. Let it be you, Lord, and guide each one in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just keep remembering this one that's prayed. So let's just sing a couple of songs.
Behind the interveil, so
anybody here have a need? The altar's open. Come and let's sing.
We'll
just give a little time for the sister to get everything ready downstairs.
That got sickness, got darkness in it, is going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. But won't it be a time when you wake up one of these mornings and you're going to look in the mirror for the last time and you're going to say, wow, man, I'm 21 again. Boy, you talking about a shouting time then. Hallelujah, when you see that dead loved one pass through this room. Hallelujah, brother, when you're sitting down there, and you're going to see this young black-headed lady sitting at the table, and you're walking down, and you're going in your kitchen, and you look, and all of a sudden, revelation hit. That much. Hallelujah. You look at yourself, your hair done turned back black. The resurrection is all dead. There ain't no power to hold that down. Hallelujah. I looked at my hand. Won't it be a time it says I looked at my hands and my hands look new. I looked at my vision that did too. I looked all around me and all around me was shining with the glory of God. Won't it be a time talking with the angels? I think it's D. Just pick me up. Let me start it. I said, won't it be a time?
Because it won't it be
we see the resurrection take place. The dead in Christ is unraised. And I saw a man. And he was shouting, I want the kingdom. And I walked up to this man. I said, brother, do I know you? He said, brother, sure. When I was on earth, hallelujah, they didn't realize I'm brother Homer Frazier. My leg is back now. I'm a one brother Frazier. I don't even know who he is, Brother Homer. But I began to ask him, I said, hey, have we ever met before? And I heard one of the sisters say, Brother Joel, you know, he don't remember me. But when I was on the earth, they called me Sister Henry Green. I said, what is your name, sister? My name is Sister Marjorie. We all here praising God. Want to be a time.
I said, want it be.
Make sure you tell Brother Forney how much you appreciate him coming and ministering to us and all. So they say they're ready downstairs, so we got the food ready. Everybody's welcome. Stay and eat.
fellowship together around a little natural food, and then be careful on the way home. And I'll just take care. Okay. Father, we thank you tonight for your grace and your love unto us, Lord. Thank you for the word that we've heard. Thank you for your grace and your love unto us. And Father, we just look forward to that time when we can just step over there and all will be well. And Lord, until that time comes, we're just happy about realizing that you made all things well. You started it here. You'll end it there. Just bless, Lord, the food. We ask you to sanctify it to the bodies and all, Lord, as we eat together, fellowship together, and then take care of everybody on the way home, Lord. Give a safe journey. Open up the traffic. Take away the weather. Make everything to be all right. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. Go ahead down. Remember, all the guests go first. So let them pass on by you and get down. But, hey, you get to going, too, because we're hungry. And very soon we are